This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I'm John Shea of the San Francisco Chronicle, and this is a special edition of Giants Double Play, the Chronicle's podcast on Major League Baseball. We present a special podcast featuring the legendary Pumpsy Green, who grew up in Richmond and now lives in El Cerrito. Chronicle columnist Scott Osler and I visited Pumpsy at his home and spent a couple of wonderful hours talking baseball and his career. Pumpsy, who says the Giants are one of his favorite teams, made history in 1959 when he broke into the majors with the Boston Red Sox, the last team to integrate. Shamefully, owner Tom Yawkey resisted adding black players and ran a team that actually turned down Willie Mays and Jackie Robinson. A whopping 12 years after Jackie broke the color line with the Dodgers, Pumpsy Green was the first African-American ballplayer to play for the Red Sox. We asked Pumpsy to reflect on his first big league at-bat facing future Hall of Famer Early Winn of the White Sox. Pumpsy didn't have much of a chance, but it wasn't because of him. It was because of the umpire, Bob Stewart. He'll explain. Also in this clip, Pumpsy touches on his love for his hometown team, the Oakland Oaks of the old Pacific Coast League, back then the primary source for baseball on the West Coast.
First big league at bat was Chicago with the guy that I had been reading about. I had saw on TV. I had seen him in the World Series pitching, and that was Early Winn. And I always liked that name, Early Winn. He was a pitcher. He was going for his 300th victory. And so I'm leading off, and the pitcher throws pitch about the foot outside, and the umpire calls it a strike. And see, it's one thing. See, in the minor leagues, you know, I had a good eye, you know, pretty good eye, almost as good as Ted Williams. Mm. Or it could have been better than Ted Williams, but Ted Williams got the calls that I didn't get, and I could see it. This Early Winn, he threw another pitch about 2 feet outside, strike two. And I just stood out, you know, here I am, I'm just getting here. I didn't want to say anything, but I just stepped out and just looked at him for a while. Looked at the umpire. You know what this umpire told me? He said, "You better swing, son." I said, "You got it." Next pitch, 3 feet outside, I swung and I was gone. I said, "This is what it's like in the major leagues. Hey, I've overstayed my time already. Because I can't hit this and you can't tell me it was a strike." And they had a guy named Sherm Lawler back there catching. Mm-hmm. And he was begging for everything he could get. And I said to myself, I said, "You know what?" So I told the umpire, there's one thing I told him. I say, "One thing you should do, you should stop listening to him." I'm talking about Sherm Lawler, because he don't know anything about balls and strikes, because check his bat now. He hitting 210. But that's the worst of bat I ever spit it in. And the umpire, he knew it wasn't a strike. But he just, I don't know.
It got better from there.
Had to. You know, he's the only one. That was the only time I had where I was just outclassed and out everything. I had no chance at all. I didn't have a chance when I picked up my bat and started up the home plate. But that's the only time I didn't have any chance. All other times, you know, my thing was I tried try not to let you get two strikes, because I didn't strike out a lot. I hit the ball somewhere. And so I did the best I could with what I had. Had a little success, and I enjoyed that. And I always say to myself, I accomplished the first thing I set out to do, because I always wanted to be, well, I didn't always want to be a Major League ball player. I always wanted to be an Oakland Oaks ball player, because that was a big team around here in Oakland and San Francisco, and when they used to play morning games in Oakland and afternoon games in San Francisco as a doubleheader. And then you played Hollywood and Seattle and Los Angeles and San Diego and all the coast there. That was big time baseball to me.
One of Pumpsy Green's best memories is his first game at Fenway Park, coming after he played his first 9 games on the road. We asked Pumpsy about that day in Boston, which obviously was a much anticipated event. Pumpsy's leading off and playing second base against the visiting Kansas City A's. Here, he discusses his first defensive play in Boston and his first at-bat at Fenway, a triple that will not be forgotten.
I was in second base that night, and that's when they had sold out, and there was a lot of blacks there that wanted to get into the park, but they wasn't season ticket holders, there was nothing like that, so they couldn't get in. So they roped the part of the center field off, where you can, if you know the park, you can see what you can do from there around to there. And so it was about 500 blacks sitting out there, because they wanted to get in to see me, I guess. So that was the first time I remember being nervous. I really was. See, like me, I did a lot of talking to myself. And I said, well, just do what you've been doing. You know how to play this game, so just go play. That's what I'm telling myself. So there I was. So run out in the field. I get a standing ovation running out to second base. And there's a ground ball to third base. And Malzone gave me a low throw to first, to second, because I'm covering second. So I went across second, and I scooped the ball flawlessly and just threw the first right on the nugget. I said, damn. You know, I didn't even look. Because, you know, you don't have to really look all the time. You know where it is, you know. But I went across, and I threw and completed a double play. Man, they really clap loud and hollering. I looked out towards the center field, and all the blacks was jumping up and down. See? And so that made me feel good, but also a little afraid, because I wanted to not let them down. I wanted to have something to cheer about when the game was over. So coming up to home plate the first time at bat, and I got lucky. Well, I didn't get lucky, but the pitcher, I've forgotten his name now. I knew him in the minor leagues. Matter of fact, we was just playing against each other in the minor leagues the year before. Because he started out in the majors with Kansas City, and I had been sent out. And that's why we didn't meet until that night, and I saw him. I said, well, just one thing. I said, I did all right against him in minor leagues. So the first at bat, let me tell you about the first at bat. When I got a standing ovation, the place was rocking. And I took a deep breath. I looked at the umpire. He said, Pumps, how you doing? I said, fine. I forgot who he was. He's nice. older man. If I called his name, you would know who he is. You know who he was. But anyway, I stepped in the batter's box and the first pitch is almost, it might have been a strike. I said it was a strike. Second pitch, I hit a line shot in the left center field, high off the Green Monster. And I got to a second, I saw the they were still in the outfield, preferably, I just kept it going, and I slid in third base very easy. And that's when I got another standing ovation. I thought the stands was going to break down. Boy, I just stood there and put my head and took my head down. You know, I said to myself, hey, damn. Take it easy, Pops.
The Kansas City pitcher was right-hander John Tisitoris, and the umpire was Eddie Rommel. Pupsy Green played 4 years for the Red Sox and one with the New York Mets. He was a .246 hitter with a .357 on-base percentage, but forever he'll be known as the distinguished man who broke the color barrier with the Red Sox. A long time coming.
This show is part of the San Francisco Chronicle Podcast Network. Check out all of our coverage at sfchronicle.com. If you like this show, we'd love it if you give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.